Welcome back to A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout. For continuity, this adventure takes place after coming back from Vault 95 and in between our new adventure after that. All of our player characters have been relaxing in the vault for a couple of days. Billy Bob's found himself in lots of different situations, surprisingly missing at the same time as a crate of alcohol goes missing from the quartermaster's locker. Max Power's still in a coma in the medical wing. So our remaining player characters, Nurse Handy, Winnegan, and Gertrude, find themselves having a bit of a ladies' day out. They've decided to take themselves up to the market, the cave market, which is now very, very prosperous. It's looking very good. There's string lighting across the roof of the cave. The flop house for the traders is now taking on the look more of a hotel. And the place is pretty busy. You've got representatives from Texarkana there. You've got some traders from the first town that nobody remembers the name of there. And you've got people coming in and out. The security system's working overtime, making sure that everybody is who they say they are and is not dangerous. And other than a couple of rad roaches, it's been a very relaxing day. You're all kicking back and enjoying life when you spot a strange woman approaching from the south. She's wearing a white chef's outfit that's been tastefully torn to reveal her abdomen and show off some leg. Her lipstick is ruby red, and you almost swear that she's found some eyeliner based on how dark her eyes look. Her ensemble includes a poofy white hat atop her jet black, shoulder-length layered straight hair, and both a meat cleaver and a 10mm pistol attached to opposite sides of her belt. She stops a respectable distance away and calls out to you. It's greetings. I understand you're all people who can get things done, so your reputation claims. I am Gwendolyn Samray, the finest chef in all the Commonwealth, and I'd like to enlist your assistance in creating my pièce de résistance that hasn't been seen since the Great War. Now, what Samray goes on to describe, you'll all be aware of, is a pizza. She is looking to make a pizza, something that nobody has seen since before the bombs dropped.
Ooh, what be on this pizza?
Oh, have you never heard of pizza?
Wouldn't have asked if I had.
I'll just show you a little artist rendition of Gwendolyn.
What
her meat cleaver and her chef's hat.
Okay, I believe she's talking about a circular food object.
Quite right, robot. Now,
where can we find one of these pizzas?
Well, that's the thing, I want to make it. I just need the ingredients for it. If you can help me out, I would be more than happy to pay you a sizable reward in caps. But we will need to source all the ingredients for it. The ingredients for this pizza are quite simple. There is only four that we need to find. We just need to find the dough. We need to get the tomatoes. We need to get cheese. And we need to get some Meyer Lurk pepperoni.
Meyer Lurk pepperoni?
Tomato?
Sources do not... I've not heard of that ingredient before.
Well, the animals that we used to make pepperoni out of are a little bit too radioactive these days.
Ah, too hot to handle. Ha ha, ha ha.
And my luck, not radioactive?
Not the ones I'm looking for. I'm looking for soft shell Meyer Lurk meat.
Where could we find these ingredients?
Well, that's what I was hoping to get you to help with.
Okay.
Given your reputation, I know that you get things done, and there's quite the resource here in this cave. I'm wondering if anybody is able to help source these four ingredients.
So we're to scour the marketplace then for vendors, or hunt the wastelands for Milo? Can I send Brahmin for the milk for cheese? I'm unaware if we have cows available these days.
That would be great. Do you think these traders would know where to find them?
Potentially. We can certainly ask around, and if they point us in the right direction, we can get some for you.
All right. Excellent. So you're happy to accept the quest?
Yes.
Yes, let's make pizza. And yes, Samri is very, very excited by all this. Her eyes light up, and she's very happy to hear that you're willing to help her make some pizza for the good of the Commonwealth. All right, so where do you start?
Well, I was going to ask the kind lady if she knew where we could get any of the ingredients.
She just said that's why she came to you. She wants the...
Okay.
Dumbass.
So, we should hit the market, I guess?
Yeah, your ladies are already out in the market. You can certainly go around and talk to some people.
I assume we can spread out a little if need be. There's likely to be, not much danger here. Are there any
you're
like...
You're perfectly safe here. This is the cave market of the vault.
Does it look like there's anyone selling, baked goods or something? That we might be able to procure dough from.
Well, you've got...
I was going to say, is there a food vendor?
You get traders from the Ghoul Farm, Texarkana. So, given that they are farmers, you might be able to talk to them about food. You've got some junk traders from the market town.
Do tomatoes still exist?
Well, we found weed last episode, so it should be doable.
Yes, they
That's
do.
A very good question, Gertrude.
I think, isn't mutt fruit a tomato variant?
Mute fruit.
Tomatoes have long since been replaced with potato, which absolutely do not make for good sauce. Well, for anyone with functioning taste buds, that is.
We need to find pre-war diner. Maybe have tinned tomato.
Wasn't the ingredients... The ingredients were dough, cheese, tomato, and pepperoni, right?
Yep, dough, cheese, tomatoes, and pepperoni.
I mean, dough is easy to make, flour and water.
Don't forget yeast.
And salt, if you want it to be edible.
Yeah, I mean, you could find the recipe for dough to make it yourself, or you could try and source some from somewhere.
Well, okay, we can go over and talk to the farmers. At the very least, they're likely to know where to get cheese and such.
I think we'll start with the farmers. Once we've talked to them, we should maybe head to the nearest, supermarket? Or is it, what's it called?
I don't think the vaults had supermarkets.
Yeah, but what's it called? It's like, it's in the game. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, like the old Nuka Mart or whatever it was from there. Yeah.
Super Duper Mart. Well done, Gertrude.
Super Duper Mart, that's
what
the one.
What if we go to Medical Bay? Gertrude always hear people talking about yeast there.
I don't think we want to make pizza out of that. Though I have heard of someone making beer with it. Seems more like our dear missing companions.
Awesome. We have a plan. Shall we go to the farmers?
All right. So, you all gather round as a group. Wander over to the marketplace where our kind ghoul representatives from Texarkana have set up with their various types of food and other sundries.
Hate to bother you, but would you happen to know where we could get either dough or ingredients for dough, or cheese of some variety?
Dough? Well, I don't have the ingredients for dough, but I know how to make it. Yeah, all you need is some yeast, razor grain, oil, salt, and sugar. The only problem is you're not going to find any razor grain rounds here, no sir.
What about the other ingredients?
And you just hear all sort of whispering behind them. Hey. What about the bakery? Don't talk to them about the bakery. That's madness. Madness. Talk to them about the bakery.
What bakery?
Ah, don't listen to him. He's talking nonsense.
He's talking about a production place for bread. We should visit that place.
Ah, hell. Don't want to go anywhere near there unless you want to get yourselves killed. He's talking about some old bakery outside the city limits. Apparently, rumors say there's supposed to still be lights on there, which means it was probably powered by some fusion cells. Now, people think there might be some food down there, but nobody that goes down there ever comes back up.
There are three of us.
Sounds like we could make it work. We need to clear the place out anyway.
Hey, 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 like I said, these just rumors, these just rumors. You might be better off trying to find the razor grain, but closest place I know for that is like a week's journey.
Think we'll have to risk the bakery then, if you could point us in the right direction for it.
I mean, I can point it out to you in your map, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, we go anyway.
What else was it you were looking for?
Aside from the dough, pepperoni or
Merlurk.
Soft shelled Merlurk.
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 Oh,
since when Gertrude been the most eloquent out of you?
Good lord, I wouldn't know where to find a Merlurk.
Aside from that, cheese was also what we needed, or tomatoes or something similar.
Ah, cheese. You want to go talk to old Granny Gouda?
Granny Gouda.
Yeah, Granny Gouda farms the Brahmin up north from here. She loves her cheese.
Well, that's good to know.
I would say approach her with a little bit of a, I don't know, gentleness. There's something wrong with that girl's head.
Fair enough. Well, thank you very much for the advice. You seem to have been a great help.
No problem. Anything else you want?
I was going to say, do you sell any of this stuff? Can we buy any of this stuff from you?
Oh, we do not sell it. No, we don't trade with old Granny.
Awesome. Awesome.
That'd be too
so
easy.
So, everything we need, we have to go out and get it.
Alright, so you've managed to ascertain the location, or possible locations, of some cheese and some dough. Old Granny Gouda to the north, and a apparently still functioning old bakery on the outskirts of the city, which nobody goes near. You still have to find out locations for tomatoes and Merlurk pepperoni.
Okay, so can we ask the farms about them two ingredients, or did they not start?
We already
did. Thank you. Just double checking.
Yeah. Well, lucky for you, this market is full of people you can go around and talk
to. Is there a fish market?
What? Am I like, what kind of fish, I reckon? They're weird crab
it's
things,
seafood.
Right? Yeah.
Surprisingly enough, there has been a trader stumbling today with some interesting seafood options.
Oh, convenient.
Convenient, yes.
I know we've been calling this pepperoni, but if they're fish, would it be more like putting anchovies in pizza? And if so, should we just skip it so we don't subject Fallout World to that horror?
She's actually got a point there.
Actually, I had to correct the wife. She thought an anchovy was a type of herb.
Aww.
Yeah.
Might be thinking of chives or something?
No, I said, have you never seen an anchovy? She's like, yeah, it's a herb, isn't it? It goes on a pizza. I was like, no, it's a fish.
Yeah, she must have been thinking of chives. I think chives
no,
is probably the closest thing.
Me.
Herb-like.
Trust me. Trust me on this one.
Yeah. The sad thing is I do trust Matt on this one.
The comments
much, so.
Of the day. I mean, off topic. She also believed that Amsterdam would be warmer because it's closer to the equator.
Well, it's not.
That's just...
It's not.
That's just a mistake. That's just a mistake in regards to direction. That's all that is.
Oh.
That's somebody holding the compass upside down. can't blame her for that.
There are more, but I'll save it for later.
We should make this like a weekly segment.
No.
The comments of the week.
No.
There'd be too many, wouldn't there, buddy?
Well, okay, actually, you guys don't live in London, do you?
Near enough.
Pretty close.
Because Amsterdam is pretty much directly, like, it's slightly north of London, but not by much.
It's sort of like that.
Yeah, but
Newcastle.
North is not nearer the equator.
No, but it's south compared to most of England. So she might not have been wrong.
What's the point? Jesus,
it's definitely south of where I live. It's south of Nottingham, if that helps. So she might have had a point there, depending on where you guys are at.
Not the current location.
Ah, fair enough.
So,
need to try to
fish man.
Yeah, back in the character.
All right, you all go walking over to this new fish merchant, and what he has rung up is various sizes and various sort of shades of glowing, large two-headed and three-eyed fish of different sizes and obviously different species, but no way to tell what their names are.
Oh, that's simple. That Jeffrey, that Billy, that Derek.
Can I go up to the fishman and say, hello, do you sell Merluck pepperoni?
My luck.
Merluck.
My. It is M-I.
No, it's spelled M-U.
Gertrude can't fucking
read. Cartman, I genuinely can't tell if Cartman's serious about that.
It is spelled M-U. It's Merluck, M-U-R.
Regardless of whether or not Cartman's serious, the fish market responds. He says... He says, no, we don't hunt Marlark. Marlark's far too dangerous for us. We catch by nets, so we'll go out in our boats and we'll catch just regular fish. We don't bother with those crustaceans. They're a little bit too snappy for us. We try to avoid them at all costs.
It's M-I, Carmen.
That does good.
Yep.
Just don't type it in wrong because it comes up with porn.
Well, I'm not doing very good as a robot.
Well, even if you don't catch them, would you happen to know...
Where to find them?
Where we might find one? If you've
encountered
them.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's why we avoid the canals to the east. There's a sewer grate that runs into the canal, and there's always Marler just scuttling in and out of there.
Well, there we go, then. We have now my luck.
Alright, so, Samri pipes up at this point. She's like, you don't want just any old Marlurk now. The soft shell stuff only comes from either the babies or the queen. But you definitely want to go avoiding the queen.
Infant-sized.
Try to find the eggs.
I would love it if you could just, like, clip this, Matt, and then skip to whenever we inevitably end up wandering into the queen.
That is possible.
Like a cold open.
Now, where we find tomato fish, man?
Tomatoes? I don't know. That's not something I would ever deal with.
Fair enough.
Whatever.
Is there a vegetable trader by chance?
Okay.
A grocer.
Whatever coincidence the day.
Surprisingly enough, the people from the still unnamed town that you first encountered. They did have a potato farm, did they not? Or
you had it as berry.
Ah, berry farm. But hey, berries, fruits, vegetables, all the same thing.
Fair enough.
Does it pass the smear test?
What?
Did you say smear test?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Carmen?
I'm talking about smearing the thing on the pizza. What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
The actual thing that is called that?
I know, it was a play on words, buddy. I just wanted to just drag
you in. I don't think it was.
In.
I think it was just you blue screening.
Yeah, well, that kind of works as character. Blue screening.
Okay. Back on track.
Yeah,
let's go ask.
Nurse Handy just blue screened. Okay.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Windows error.
Hey, there's a reason why I was kept in the box for so long. Which I still haven't figured out yet.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Okay.
Let's go ask about our groceries.
To the next convenient person.
Okay, to the next... Well, to be fair, convenient isn't the right word. This has been built up through this story so far. The only convenient one's been a guy with fish. So, your guy from our first town is sat there, and he's very happy to see you all. He's quite ecstatic. You're quite the folk heroes in the old town. He even gives Gertrude a nice hug.
I wouldn't do that, but if I were you, but each to their own.
What the fuck?
So good to see you all. What can I do to help you? What can I do?
Well, we're on the lookout for some potatoes.
Potatoes?
Yes.
Tomato.
Tomatoes? Oh, tomatoes? I mean, I've only ever heard rumors of tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
Rumor of tomatoes.
I was like, wait, didn't you say they'd be replaced?
Ah, well, I don't know if you want to be worried about this, but in the forest to the south, there's some living trees. Some still living trees. They're actually green, if you can believe it. Now, I've never actually seen this myself, but quite a few of the different traders from the south have said that there is a greenhouse in amongst all the trees.
Instead of blue da-ba-dee-da-ba-die?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I mean, given that all the rest of them are brown and dead, it's really weird that in amongst them, there's a big bit of green. And apparently there's fruit on those trees.
Oh, Gertrude found big bit of green of her day.
By chance, is there danger by those trees?
There's no fruit on your ones, Gertrude, but...
It depends on your variation of fruit.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a real spooky feel to it, though. A lot of people coming through have said that people don't ever come back if they go into the green.
Oh, shit, two places we not come back from.
I guess we'll just have to be the exception then, Gertrude.
Maybe we could leave a robot.
Robot is
always
here.
A possibility. We know, we haven't forgotten.
Oh, you reboot
now. So, we seem to have a lot of locations to get to, all of which are dangerous. Do either of you have any opinion on which one we should go to first?
Yeah, Gwendolyn is just sort of clapping her hands in glee at the moment. She's like, yes, this is excellent, excellent news. We've managed to find rumours of everything that we're looking for.
Wait, where the hell did Glendale come from?
She's been following us around this whole time.
Yeah, she's been with you the whole time.
Oh, okay, well, I'm going to...
Sorry, you remember, our first name was Gwendolyn. It's Gwendolyn Samry, the chef.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell her, like, where the hell did you come from?
What are you talking about, robot? I've been here the whole time.
Maybe we go for tomato first. Fish might stink after a few days.
Yeah. So you get the cheese, which is just a trader. You've got the dough, which is a bakery that is apparently still got lights on in it. You've got the tomatoes, which is a spooky green part in the middle of a forest. And you've got the pepperoni, which is a sewer system with mirelurks.
I'm glad someone's keeping notes.
He's the DM. So, to my knowledge, dough and cheese should keep pretty much indefinitely. You know, just kind of keeps it going if you don't mess with it. I think, Gertrude, you're right. We should get the fish last, the tomatoes maybe second last, though?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
They'll spoil quite
quickly. Let's go see old lady. Get some cheese.
Alright, so... So you've decided on a plan, and it's to go for cheese, dough, tomatoes, fish.
Cheese, Gromit.
There's no cheese in jail, Gromit.
Yes, let's go get some cheese.
Fantastic. Well, Gwendolyn is ecstatic. She is quite happy to come along with you on this journey, if you will have her.
Oh. Okay.
I thought she was coming with anyway. Just following along.
Nice of you just to assume that, Cartman. But yes, you might want to actually invite her, she said.
Okay, so can I turn around to Gwen and say, Gwen, please join us. You can help us get some cheese.
Well, I wasn't going to, but fine.
You have something better to do?
No, she's very excited to come along with you. Don't worry about that.
Well, I hope you don't get murdered on the way. Let's go.
All right, excellent. So... you gather up your stuff and away you head out the cave, and you follow the directions that the ghoul trader gave you to go and find some cheese. So play some travelling music, maybe the Lord of the Rings tune or something like that, I don't know.
Copyright strike, yeah. Boom.
As you all march hand in hand, all the ladies of the vault, over to the cheese farm. Right. Sorry, I'm just stalling so I can get my cheese notes up here. Bear with me. I've got cheese notes. We'll call this Act 1 Cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese. Who will then believe?
Right.
A woman or her
now,
robot?
Now, for the next scene, let's see how many times we can say cheese. That's me with the E's as well.
We think maybe run that joke into the ground.
Already, 2 seconds in.
After a couple of hours of walking around, or maybe just an hour, I don't know, time scales. Fuck it. After a while of walking, I told you this one was going to be a bit rough, but we're going with it. After a wee while of walking, you start to notice an increase in the amount of Brahmin around this this fence. So, walking along the side of the fence, you eventually come across a trailer. And outside the trailer, rocking in a chair, is a wee elderly woman with a hunched back. She's got gnarled hands and a mischievous twinkle in her eye. Her face is weathered with age, but her smile is warm and inviting. She wears a patchwork cloak adorned with colourful ribbons and charms, and her hair's tied up in a messy bun with strands of grey peeking out from underneath a faded kerchief.
Hello, old lady.
Greetings.
Oh, hello, hello, dearies. Oh, what a delightful bunch of adventurers you are.
We are here for some cheese.
Oh, you're after my cheese, are you? Well, I'll make you a deal, but not with caps. No, no, no. I desire something much more intriguing.
You want the robot?
No use for a robot here.
Damn right.
If you're after firstborn children, we're all out.
Well, let me tell you a story.
Oh.
All about
how... I love stories.
Drop that down.
Now, long ago, Granny Gouda here encountered the legendary three-headed bunny.
What?
Yeah,
you
bunny.
Know, the bunny. Everybody knows the three-headed bunny.
Yeah, Gertrude, don't you know about the three-headed bunny?
Like you fucking do, Tin Can. You were in box not long ago.
Yeah, but I know about the three-headed bunny that this old woman just told me about.
Would you two stop arguing?
That's fairly unlikely, unfortunately.
Anyway, as Granny was saying, this is a bunny, if you haven't heard of it, although I'm surprised at that, said to possess divine wisdom and foresight. The bunny spoke of a cheese unlike any other, one that would grant eternal life and the power to reshape the world into cheese. Entranced by the bunny's words, Granny Gouda embarked on a quest to fulfil its prophecy, but couldn't quite find what she was looking for. She's since then heard rumours of this ingredient that she needs, that she calls the Radiant Radiance. So she goes on to explain that she's heard of this mutant plant. A plant with bioluminescence. It's baked into the cheese, it would emit a soft, ethereal glow.
What shit you been eating? You sound like you tripping bars.
She's been eating cheese.
Yeah, of course I've been eating cheese. Cheese is life. Cheese is love. One that holds the secrets of eternity and the wisdom of the cosmos.
Well, if you give us a clue about where to find this plant, we'll be happy to get it back to you.
Well, finally, legend has it that in a forest to the south...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
There is a place in the dead forests where trees still live.
Let me guess, people don't come back, yada yada, yes we fucking know.
See, I knew you had spoke to the bunny before.
Oh my god. Lady, have you been eating mushroom that grow on cow poop?
No, I do put it in some of my wonderful, wonderful cheesies. Would you like some mushroom cheese?
I think
oh, hell yeah.
Mushroom kind. never mind.
Gertrude's gonna make a drugstore.
Gertrude eats his cheese.
Two options already.
Eat the cheese?
Does that count as an edible?
Go on.
For any good, bangs her little stick against the floor and she's like, would you stop interrupting a woman? Have you never heard that that is rude?
You asked us a question. We are all discussing here. The business proposition. Think,
anyway.
Well, what do you see? Will you help Granny Gooda get the ingredients for her special cheese? I'll be happy to part with one of my many, many, many wonderful cheeses if you were able to do this for me.
We got nothing better to do.
Can Gertrude buy some we'll mushroom head off cheese right away. First?
Oh.
No.
Is that because DM hasn't got stats for tripping balls just yet?
No.
Right, we'll head off to go get that and bring back soon.
No problem.
So, where should we go first?
All right, so...
Gertrude just pushes the cow.
Act one, cheese, has been successful so far. Yeah, although you haven't got some cheese, you've managed to make a deal with the cheese woman in order to get some, if you get her a mysterious bioluminescent flower. Now, rumour has it that this flower happens to match the rumours of the tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So, where are we going next?
To the tomatoes before we enter the fish bugs.
What about the bakery?
We should go to bakery first, because then if we need to go back to fucking forest, Gertrude will flip shit. Let's make trip to bakery and then go to forest.
I mean, the bakery is the furthest away place. If we went there first, we can get the other items on the way back.
I suppose that makes sense. Though I have a feeling there's going to be a weird tomato-shaped key or lock in the bakery that we're going to have to go... That evil fucking laugh does not help us.
Know.
I have a sneaking suspicion I may have been right.
But we don't...
A bioscanner, but you just put a tomato on it and save your eye.
All right then, so we're going to start walking again, are we?
Mm-hmm.
Matt, start the walking music. Okay. All right, so you find yourself getting towards the outskirts of where the city would start. You don't want to go any further than that, but you start to look for some buildings that still have the lights on them, as this would indicate some sort of nuclear power.
Are there any like road signs? Any sort of like signage around?
There's no road signs that point to bakeries.
Oh, I was hoping they have like a. I was wondering if they had like a bread sign outside, like hanging off, like you know, baguette.
That's
or something.
Not a road sign, Carmen. That's a shop. That's a shop sign.
You don't really have to be outside it to see
it's
it.
It's a sign. Why don't you be so picky? It's a sign.
Alright. Can we have a sign from God?
Yes, thank you.
Is also a speaker, yes?
Yeah. You're bringing out the inner Viney in me now.
No, not again.
I could be a religious robot.
Trust me, you don't want his Viney coming out. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
I hate you. Right, do we see the bakery?
Can you all give me perception checks?
You do give.
Perception on what?
Survival.
I will point out, you do get road signs for tea rooms.
Sorry, is it 2d20 dice? Yeah.
That's just whatever your thing is. I've got 3 successes on mine.
Alright, excellent. Well, yes, you find the bakery in that case. After a while of just shuffling along the edge of the city, this bakery, nestled within the decaying remnants, presents a stark contrast to its dreary surroundings. From the outside, it appears as a weathered but still standing monument to a bygone era. The faded facade is hinting at a time when warmth and comfort emanated from within. So the exterior is adorned with it's like peeling paint and weathered worn bricks, but its once vibrant colours are still noticeable under the exposure to the elements that it suffered. Above the entrance, a faded sign hangs precariously, letters spelling out the bakery's name in a worn and weathered script. What's the name of it, Cartman?
The Owl Bakery.
All right. The Owl Bakery. Yep, there's some tall and broken windows that line the front of the bakery. Glass is long gone, but there is still some light shining from inside the building. There's been a makeshift barricade of overturned tables and rusted barrels that surround the entrance. Sort of a feeble attempt to ward off any would-be intruders. However, the tables appear to be the wrong way around for that.
It keeps something.
Despite its dilapidated state, there's an air of resilience around the building, as if it refuses to succumb to the passage of time.
Oh, has the dough come alive? Are we gonna fight dough?
Does it have don't open bread inside on
it? Don't bread open inside.
Yeah. Just what, really?
We should just throw dill at the dough.
Actually, speaking of throwing, can I throw a rock inside the building, see if I can scare anything out?
I think we're just going to alert the horde if you do that.
Yeah, but then we can run away and we can, you know, make the horde chase me while you two get what we need, you know.
If you're volunteering, then absolutely.
Okay, I'll pick up a rock and throw it. I'll do the throw check.
Alright, do a throw check.
Is there a throw check? Yes, there is a throw check. Did I get that right? Yeah. That's that one.
All right, you throw the rock. It only gets as far as, I don't know, it doesn't even pass the barriers.
Huh. God, you'd have a try. Well,
I was going to say, you, big man, throw rock.
I like to say with the 17-17, I don't throw the rock at the bakery, I just throw it at fucking Cartman.
No.
You know, he said it, that's what happened.
Oh. Seems okay to me.
Give me an agility against survival check, Cartman.
Okay, at least I can try to dodge it. Survival agility?
Yeah, the rock hits Cartman. Or the rock hits Nurse Handy, okay. Sorry, I do apologise.
So this is how I'm going to do it then. So I'm sort of floating off to the right-hand side to get out of the way of Gertrude, but of that fail, because 17-17, Gertrude's going to throw the rock at me, actually aims it, and just boof, and with a sudden crack, it's going to rebound off my chassis on the head, and there's going to be a little dent in my chassis.
Ow, why did you hurt
not
me?
Not quite your sashay, but your sort of, the stock that your eye is in, your eye stock, yeah, it hits that and dents it a little bit.
Yeah, I can deal with a dent.
You can deal with a dent, yes, you can deal with a dent.
Right, that doesn't seem to be too effective. Gertrude, would you mind clearing the barricade for
us? Okay, Gertrude, clear the barricade. Don't we run anything, or are we just clearing it?
You know what, it's not too hard, I think, with your strength skill. Yeah, I think that you can clear it fine. You just walk over, you start picking up old tables and chairs, and just moving them to the side, and making yourself a way in.
Anybody in there?
No response. All right, so are you walking in?
Cautiously, yes.
Right, cautiously, you'll make yourself through the front door. Now, the main door of the bakery sort of bathed in a soft, muted light filtering through from clear stairway that seems to be going down the way at the back of the back of the bakery past the counters. The air is thick with a sense of quiet solemnity, broken only by the occasional creak of the floorboards beneath the player's feet.
Okay. Can I do a perception check to see if I can find any like clues of like flour going in certain directions? Like a trial, essentially.
No problem, do a perception check.
Perception to what?
Survival.
One success.
Excellent. Alright, so you're just looking around the main floor of this bakery. All you see is like, so if you see some empty display cases, some like forgotten decorations, abandoned furniture. There's kitchen equipment that's behind the counter at the back of the bakery. A rusted oven, cracked sink, shelves stacked with the tarnished pots and pans. You've got some sunlight filtering in, but it's sort of fighting against the light that's shining up from the stairway at the back. There's an eerie silence, despite your movements. It's really, really quiet, except from that creaking underneath your feet.
Gertrude want to punch a hole in the floor.
Gertrude would like to punch a hole in the floor. All right, Gertrude. Punch a hole in the floor. It would take... it would be a difficult one. This is a stone floor that you're walking on.
You said it was so, floorboards.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. See, this is what happens when you try and put notes together in an afternoon. You end up fucking yourself, right? I'm going to have to give it to you. Yes, you're right. I said floorboards. You prick. Let's go
for it. Add all strength.
Give me strength against unarmed, yeah. Yes.
There you go, one success.
Alright, so one success. So you managed to crack the floorboard underneath your foot. You aren't able to get through it.
I didn't want to get through, I just wanted to look down there.
Why did you punch the floor? Creepy. Silly mutants.
Fuck you, creepy stairway. Go down back, Gertrude, have a look. Creepy floor. Quite clearly mean monster under floor, perhaps.
How can you see underneath us when there's no light?
There was light coming from the stairwell. I presume there's light underneath, dumbass.
You tell me.
Let's just check then.
Yeah, one of the things you notice that through the crack, you don't actually see a light coming through the crack in the floorboards. There may be another layer that you need to get through.
Oh, okay, Gertrude punch again then. Essentially, I'll keep just pile driving until I end up. There you go, two successes.
Oh, you get two successes out of it. That's what I was looking for you to get the first time, to get all the way through.
Okay.
All right. So, you raise your hand above your head. You smash it down towards the ground a second time. This time, poking a floor through to the basement. And as soon as you do that, you hear a screech come from below. And two massive rats scurry out from where the light's shining through.
Here's Gertrude.
You notice these rats are probably around about the size, just a little bit bigger than your average mole rat.
Huh.
They screech and they hide.
And how many are there then?
Well, Gertrude saw two.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to use my perk just yet.
We have any more alcohol? We can burn the shit out of down there. What good we got in back?
We don't have any grenades.
Yeah, you used your... Oh, actually, I think Soren J, check your inventory.
I don't see it, but I might have just forgotten to add it. I think we might just use them on that one room full of like 50,000
rat. Oh, actually, both? You did. You used the grenade and you used both of them. You used them. Yeah. So, yeah, you're out of explosives at this point.
Damn it.
And you know what? It was fully deserved.
It's
too many. So they seem to be scared of the light. Do you think that'd be enough of a deterrent if you tear out a little more of this? It's a greater path for us.
How about we break the window to make more lights?
Gertrude, punch either window or floor, make mind up.
Can you give me another perception check at this point?
Sure.
All of us.
Yes.
Perception.
That is one success for me.
Nope.
That is two successes. Well, it strikes you.
Five out of five.
Wenigan and Gertrude, it strikes both of you that perhaps, given that the light is coming from the downstairs, where there is still power on, that they're maybe not scared of the light. And they maybe just hid because they couldn't fit through the hole.
Ah. That's a problem then.
Could you make hole bigger or not?
How about we try the door?
Well, the only thing that would make them a problem is if there's a lot of them. They don't seem very large. Well, I'm sure they're vicious. They shouldn't be too bad.
I mean, we got the mutant guy. He's you know, big, tough, strong. He can, you know, beat them.
Mutant guy.
Oh, Gertrude's certainly formidable, but...
You got your gun, and I got my lady thing and my flamethrower?
Do
you do not have a flamethrower, no. You've only got your buzzsaw at this point.
Yeah, my bladey thing. Buzzsaw.
How high do you think rats can jump?
Oh, let's find out.
Rats can jump about 4 or 5 feet normally.
Gertrude punch floor.
Bigger ones can probably jump a little higher.
Yeah, you're right,
now.
About 6 feet then for
Gertrude punch
the nasty ones.
Or Gertrude no punch
floor. Would it be possible, Nurse Handy, for you to sort of, you'd levitate, right? Could you float
I
up
do.
Just above where they can reach?
I could do that, yes.
So you can bait them?
No, she can't do that.
Never mind. Guess we're just going to have to go down there with weapons drawn.
Does not compute.
We could fight them up here. Quicker getaway.
If you want them to be up here, certainly.
Shall I punch the floor again?
Go for it.
Gertrude smash.
And I'll keep my...
Gertrude smash.
I'll keep my gun pointed at the hole.
That's number two successes on punching a hole through
up.
The floor to make it slightly wider.
All right, now, Matt, I know you said you're going to punch the floor, and that I was more than likely going to ask you to make that roll, but we have to punish
you.
Oh,
not again.
For making these rolls before you're asked to make them.
Through the floor. Through the floor.
You have to stop doing this, Matt. So, yes, you're wildly successful in smashing through the floor. Unfortunately, Gertrude goes in.
Mm.
A Gertrude-shaped floor hole is made.
Gertrude
disappears. She falls into the basement of this bakery. Instantly, four rats, as she's lying on her back in the basement, four rats all just descend onto her and start taking bites. So we're going to go ahead and give these rats a... How do we do this? Ah, there we go. Right, we've got a bite attack here. We're going to do it four times. Because Gertrude's taking all four of them straight to the different parts of her body, I suppose.
Oof, unlucky.
Come on. All
and
four
every
limbs.
Every one of them are successful.
On all four limbs.
Yep, every one of these rats bite you successfully. One of them gets you in the arm, the other in the leg, one's got one of your ankles, the other one's just biting into one of your tits.
Is that a critical success?
Oh yeah, they got.
Cartman, keep your mouth shut.
There was a crit success in there as well, yeah. Don't worry, it doesn't affect the damage.
No, but let's say I want to think that critical success hit, you know, bit something.
I rolled 20, just bounced me out there. Hold on, let me just get back out. I think I was trying to bite you too many times there.
Don't forget, I have two physical resistance on all of my body now. Except for the head. I
probably
have four. On the torso, I have three.
There's a fair chance these guys just don't do any damage here.
Yeah.
No, that's doing three regardless.
Come on, full damage. Right, so every one of them bites. The first one bites you for 5 damage plus piercing. Two of them are piercing, so you're definitely getting the 2 damage there.
Five,
what
six.
Was your what's your resistances?
Two. Where are they biting?
Start with the one that's biting you in the head.
That is a 4 physical resistance.
4 physical resistance, excellent. So two of those ignore that 4 physical resistance. So you're getting those 2 anyway. Right, so you'll take 2 damage from that one.
Mm-hmm.
You'll take... Oh, Jesus. You'll take 1 damage from that one.
1 damage again, I'm guessing.
Apparently they're all biting your head right now, so let me just... In fact, let's not worry. I don't know how I managed to get 4 head rolls at once there. So let's say the first one hit your head, so that's 2 damage to your head. The second one, 2 damage to your right arm. The third one was another 3 again, but all with piercing, so that's 3 damage to your left leg.
Just give me a target.
And your last one is, 4, but 3 of them are physical, so that's another 3 damage. Yeah, so it's 2, 3, 3, and 3. Excellent.
2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 3 injury. Okay, Gertrude, not doing too good.
So, you take 11 damage straight away.
Yeah, that's not good.
From that one. Yeah, but luckily, they're all. I'm going to give you all different places there because you're. That was a really weird roll. So they'll bite you in different places.
I mean, to be fair, if it was open in the head, then that wouldn't have been so bad because 4 physical resistance would have been a lot less.
Yeah. Oh, no, because most of that's just piercing damage.
Yeah, but would have blocked most of the original damage anyway.
Brilliant, excellent. So, Gertrude has fell through the floor. She is now being eaten by rats. What do the rest of you do?
Start popping shots into the rat, I guess.
Yeah. Alright, so we're just going to go straight into combat. You're shooting from the hole, from the upstairs down into the hole. So let's do, give me your initiative scores.
Thanks, sure, Cartman, do you have a stim pack on you?
I do. But I think so, pretty sure. Oh, no, I do not have a stim pack on me.
Yes, you
do. But it cost...
I've got 0.
I'm certain that you've got stim packs on
you. No, I'll take the DM's word for it. I've got stim packs on me. I've also got Mentats and irradiated blood pack as well.
You got a refresh at the vault before you left. Don't worry, so, you've got stim packs.
So that would surely mean his flamethrower is fixed.
Yeah.
No, that's not been fixed yet.
So I do have stim packs. I can change the number I got of them. I've got
a refresh in medical supplies is different from a full repair.
Can I say I've got 3 stim packs then? That's a fair amount.
Well, be fair. Roll damage dice for me.
Damage dice.
In fact, just roll roll 1d6, so I'm going to give you up to 6. Alright, you've got 4. The 4 stim packs on you.
Cool.
Alright, so Gertrude has an initiative of 8. We've got Nurse Handy with 11. What are you on, Jay? You're in 14, aren't you?
Yep, 14.
Excellent, so you're definitely going first. So, seeing all of this happen, Sergeant Jay jumps into action. What does she do?
I'm going to laser musket the rat closest to Gertrude.
Fabulous.
Got to get them off the girl.
Alright, you crank your laser musket. You fire down with a successful hit, and it's quite an easy shot, so no worries there. You rolled a 17 and an 11 for a target of 14. Roll your damage for me, please.
4 energy damage and piercing 1.
4 energy damage plus a piercing. Let's see where you hit it. But now he's giving me a different one. So you hit it in the arm. So you actually managed to blow the arm off of this first rat. It is hobbled, but it's still moving. Carmen, what does Nurse Handy do?
Well, Nurse Handy, who only has one... Well, technically 2 tentacles, but one useful tentacle with the buzzsaw is going to jump in and help Gertrude. She
floats herself down on top of Gertrude.
Yeah, just cooking it with my jets.
Kick her and her wee bit with the jets there, yeah.
But yeah, no, buzzsaw. It's going to buzzsaw on the same one Soren J went for, if it didn't kill it.
Excellent.
That's a fail.
Alright, so you've rolled a 14 and a 15 with a target of 5, so you've not done any... damage there. You sort of just floated down, spun around a little bit with your buzzsaw, but you've hit her.
I was too concentrated on our wounded comrade.
Clearly. Gertrude, how do you react to all this nonsense?
I'd like to pain train first if I can.
Well, considering that they're all hanging on to you right now, that's not going to be a possibility.
Never mind then. Gertrude jabs the frying pan. Gertrude used the frying pan.
Trusty frying pan takes it from our belt and just absolutely cracks one of these rats right across the snoot. Is it the same one that Jay hit or is it a different one?
Go on then, let's kill the one off that Jay hit already then, I suppose, if it kills it. For 5.
Excellent. Well, five physical damage, that definitely kills it. Plus you got it in the head, so you just crush this rat's head right into the ground with your frying pan.
Nice.
Our friendly chef is also going to take up arms. She's going to take her pistol out. She's going to shoot down and just work off of a different character sheet here. Excellent. So ignore the name on that one on the screen, though. What's happening here is... Dr. Sanri. Chef Sanri.
Former surgeon,
yeah.
Sanri.
Yeah. Unhooks her her 9mm pistol. She takes up a position on the upstairs with Winnegan and shoots down at the rats with her 10mm pistol.
That went up a millimeter. Jeez. You said 9.
Maybe it did. I'm going to disagree with you on that one. I'm fairly certain I said 10, but 9mm pistol, 9mm pistol, 9mm pistol. We can check that another time. Right, that's not enough damage dice for that one, so bear with me a second. I'm just going to roll a couple of
dice. Gatekeep Gertrude.
Alright, so she manages to do 3 damage to one of the other rats. So you're still left with 3 rats, which now have their own turn.
Uh-oh.
2 of them continue to bite into Gertrude, while the other one turns to the robot and tries to grab it.
Bring it on, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Right. So...
Wait, who the hell's Red Rocket?
Great. Yeah, sorry, that's just a Raiders sheet that I was using for the gun strike for...
Sorry, I just
thought... The doctor. Stop saying doctor. Chef. The chef.
Yes, that's the one. Okay.
Because my last NPC was a doctor.
Could I make a slashing strike to try to avoid getting bitten by this... mad creature?
No.
This mad lad.
Mad lad.
Unfortunately, we're not going to allow that. So.
Well, don't ask, don't get.
Bite, bite, bite. Okay. We're going to start with... Okay, so all of them were successful again. Jesus, these are really good rats. Number one. It's let go of Gertrude's ankle and has jumped up and tried to attack the robot. It has grabbed you by the buzzsaw arm.
Oh,
the arm with the buzzsaw on it.
I need that arm.
Do you have any physical resistance on that arm?
That arm, I don't think I actually do. This is arm 1. And I've got... No, I do have physical DR2.
Excellent, so you only take 2 points of damage. Oh, once piercing. Yeah, 2 points of damage for that one.
Cool.
Excellent. Sorry.
No, that's joking. How do I do the damage for that? We just do it.
It's just HP. Don't worry about it.
Max HP.
It's not a crippling hit, so you don't have to worry about the arm. It's just the HP damage you have to worry about.
That puts me down to 12. That's fine.
Where's that biting then?
All right, these second two are still holding on to Gertrude. The one that's got you by the head is doing another 5 points of physical damage, but luckily you've got that damage resistance. You've got your helmet on, so. How much? You get 4 damage resistance on your
2 from the helmet, 2 from adamantium.
Excellent. Yeah, so you're only taking 2 damage there.
That's barbarian.
And you're only taking 1 point of damage to the other one. So you're only 3. Taking 3 points of damage in this turn.
That's still not good. Gertrude in danger.
How much health does
Gertrude
have?
They just... All they're doing is just holding on and shaking and trying to hurt you more. Winnegan. What's next?
Just gonna try and pop some more of those rats off of Gertrude.
Yeah, so we're just in a wee shooting range from the gallery here. Wonderful.
You're doing amazing. for Gertrude's voice. Winnegan's voice, hello.
Yeah, good job, Gertrude, distracting all the rats. Well done, you.
Well done. You're doing so great, Gertrude.
Fuck you.
Maybe later. And I'm going to go shot at one of these Z-rats with a laser musket.
Alright, go for it. Give me the...
Oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
3 successes.
3 successes. Brilliant shot. So roll the damage for me.
And then we get 1 damage on the dice, if that. 4 piercing, 1, same as last time.
Yeah, decent amount of damage. Doesn't matter where you hit it in this case, so you've just managed to do 4 damage to one of the rats. So that's 3 rats. One of them's now got 4 damage off of it. 2 are still at full health. Carmen.
Yes.
What does Nurse Andy do at this point?
That's a good question. So I've got this rat holding onto my buzzsaw arm. Can I use the buzzsaw arm, considering it's my only arm?
Yeah, it didn't do enough damage to.
Okay. So.
Part it. So you can fire in and.
Yeah, I
wave that buzzsaw around all you want.
Yeah, no, I want to go for this. I want to finish off this. The rat that attacked my arm, I want revenge upon, so I want to buzzsaw him.
Alright, give me the buzzsaw roll.
Cool. There it is. Crystal.
Brilliant, you've succeeded. Two successes, excellent, wonderful. Roll me the damage for that. So you start sawing into this rat's
four
back.
Physical damage.
Four physical damage, so you're just starting to cut into the flesh of its back and it's screaming at you. Mm-hmm. Gertrude, you get a turn now.
I'm the same one that got shot. Might as well thrust my frying pan into its face.
Yep, another smack with the frying pan from your prone position. You just wave it around, you smack another one.
Seven
damage.
You
manage to smack it. Oh yeah, you absolutely nail it. You smack it across the room, it hits the wall, and there's a really unsettling thud and splat from where the rat hits. While that happens, our chef friend decides to try and help out again with another shot. And she succeeds again. Fantastic, she's doing well. She succeeds, she shoots one of the rats.
Jesus.
Yeah, she actually shoots it off of the arm that it's holding onto, the buzzsaw arm. So as the robot's cutting into the back of this rat, she just pops it in the face and finishes it off from a bit of a sharpshooter, this one, unexpectedly. And that leaves only one rat, which is currently still holding on to Gertrude.
Please fail.
Said it's still holding on to Gertrude.
Please fail.
There we go. And
oh,
it does it
for that. Feels,
yeah. So with all the screaming, jostling and movement that's happening here, the rat lets go of Gertrude. It tries to bite back onto you, but you manage to move aside quickly enough that it misses. Now, it's everybody versus one single rat. It's a big rat. It's about the length of your leg. What are you going to do to it?
I think we should let Gertrude get revenge on the rat. It's only one rat.
Alright, so Cartman just wants the fairy's turn.
I mean, I can hit it if you want me to.
Yeah, man, Gertrude smashed the thing.
That's Winnegan's shot. What does Winnegan do?
I mean, on one hand, Gertrude's revenge seems great. On the other hand, if it manages to actually bite her, we'll be in trouble.
Please shoot it.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna take a shot. I am getting low on ammo, though.
Alright, excellent. Take your shot.
Actually, I might take a pistol shot just so I don't completely run out of laser ammo. This time, I got a success.
Excellent. That's another shot. So you crank it a little bit. You take a shot at this rat that's just sort of looking at Gertrude, staring her down.
Oof.
That was the wrong damage you done there.
No, I'm going for the pistol.
All right, sorry.
So
I do apologize. Yeah, you took your pistol
laser
out here. Yep, I remember you said that. Yeah, so you only did 2 points of physical damage to this rat, so it kind of shrugs off your attack.
This is why I don't use the pistol anymore.
Carmen, you wanted to just skip this one, didn't you?
Yeah, well, now... No, I'm just going to go for slicey, I think.
All right, you can give it a wee go. Try it.
I play it as I had a conflict of... in a fort. I hit it. Got one success.
Excellent. Roll the damage for that.
Three damage.
Fabulous. Alright. So, unfortunately, this is a...
chunky rat.
Well, I mean, you've not done enough damage to kill it, but it's got a wee hole in it. It's now got a cut in it. But it's still staring down Gertrude. It wants to bite her again.
Well,
luckily it's Gertrude's turn.
Fuck you, rat. Squeaky.
So Gertrude decides to squash the rat with her frying pan. Yeah, that would be funny. Yeah, and for a full 5 physical damage, that rat is quite comfortably squashed into the floor. Absolutely no issues there. Combat is over. You've managed to kill the rat defenders of the bakery.
Somebody get now, your steam pack.
Nurse Handy just gets the steam pack arm out and just goes, you know, like stabby stabby towards Gertrude.
No problem. Let's just deal with that in a second, though. Yeah. Because what you're going to do before that is you're going to open the refrigerator. Refrigerator? You know what I'm trying to say. As the players cautiously approach the refrigerator, their eyes widen with the anticipation that they finally reach their destination. The relic that they've been seeking, hidden within the depths of the abandoned bakery's basement. With trembling hands, they grasp the rusted handle, pull open the refrigerated door, revealing the prize within. Inside, bathed in a soft, ethereal glow, lies the object of their quest. It rests upon the withered baking tray, its surface glistening with a faint sheen of moisture, as if preserved in a state of suspended animation for untold years. The dough itself appears pristine, a perfect sphere of flowering yeast, its texture smooth and supple to touch. The players gaze upon the dough. They can't help but feel a sense of awe and reverence, as if they've stumbled upon the treasure of immeasurable value. It's a moment frozen in time. A relic from a forgotten age, waiting to be unearthed and brought back into the light of day. And we can end it there.
Hey, look, there's a beer in here.